This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. China's economy had an unexpected pep in its step to start the year. Using new January to March data, we can now say the economy there grew 5.3% in a year. The U.S., Europe, and other countries worry China is spending its way out of its post-COVID lockdown weakness by subsidizing for export electric cars, batteries, or solar panels. But today's data show that consumers in China are still being quite careful. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak reports from Shanghai.
In the first quarter of this year, China's retail sales, a proxy for consumption, increased 4.7%. That's a long way from the usual 8 or 9% growth before the pandemic hit. Most Chinese households invest in property, and home prices have taken a nosedive, making property owners feel poorer. Some people are also more careful about spending because they feel uncertain about China's high-tech future under U.S. sanctions and the war in Ukraine. Unemployment, especially among young people, is still high. Plus, China has a weak social safety net. People, especially from the countryside, rely on themselves and their families to pay for the high costs of housing, education, and healthcare. That's why Chinese nationals are saving more, and factories here are looking to consumers abroad. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.